Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. The nation is on fire. The world is on fire. My latest commentary will be out on Sunday. Here it is. It's titled, New York, L.A., and San Francisco just committed suicide. Is Vegas next? The suicide of America. Call this suicide by Democrat. We have suicide bombers in the White House. We have suicide bombers in our governor's mansions. Worst of all, we have suicide bombers directing the U.S. economy. This is the Titanic. This is the Hindenburg. We are headed for disaster. New York City now demands vaccine passports to go into any restaurant, bar, nightclub, gym, even retail stores. Los Angeles followed suit. So did San Francisco and New Orleans. How many more will follow? Las Vegas, my home, the entertainment capital of the world, isn't far behind. You now need proof of vaccination to enter concerts, conventions, even Allegiant Stadium, the home of the NFL's Las Vegas Raiders. Will restaurants, gyms, and retail stores be far behind? This is madness. This is economic suicide. Either Democrats are ignorant morons, or this is the final Democrat plan to destroy capitalism by putting every business owner out of business. After all, this is what socialists, Marxists, communists, and globalist America haters have been waiting their whole lives for. Let me explain what's about to happen. About 50% of America hasn't taken the vaccine. That's no coincidence. Somewhere between 40 and 50% of America is never taking the vaccine. No matter what you say or do, the answer is still no. We will not comply. The reasons are simple. First, choice. It's my body, my choice. Where have I heard that before? Second, we know when someone says, I'm for the government and I'm here to help, run away as fast and far as you can get. We don't trust anything Big Brother is selling. Third, we've seen the numbers of dead and injured from the VAERS vaccine injury report. The carnage is unimaginable. Fourth, we've watched the videos of brilliant MDs, virologists, pathologists, and scientists explaining how this deadly vaccine causes massive inflammation resulting in heart inflammation, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, autoimmune disease, and worse, death. Lastly, and most importantly, we all know scores of friends, family, and coworkers who took the jab and wound up dead or badly injured soon thereafter. So, we're not taking the vaccine, at least not for another few years after we've seen the final results or the final carnage. We don't trust this jab, my body, my choice. Also, we're not gullible. We're not willing to inject a potentially dangerous jab into our bodies because government is handing out lottery tickets, free booze, free pot, or a free trip to a casino. So think about what this all means. If government is dumb enough to demand vaccine passports, that means 40 to 50% of us won't eat at restaurants or go to bars and nightclubs or concerts or conventions or sports events. We won't buy anything at your retail stores anymore, which means everyone is out of business. No business in America can take a 20% loss of sales, let alone 30% or 40% or 50%. They're all out of business, which means tens of millions of Americans will lose their jobs. Total economic collapse will soon follow. Think about New York City, L.A., San Francisco, and New Orleans. No more conservative tourists. That's half the tourists in your city or state gone. No more tourists from Texas or Florida, places with millions of unvaccinated citizens where vaccine mandates are forbidden by law. Just those two states alone have 50 million combined citizens. That's millions of potential tourists never again coming to New York City, L.A., San Francisco, or New Orleans. Is Vegas the next city to commit economic suicide? This isn't just about conservatives. And Latino citizens don't want the jab either. Lots of people don't want the jab. And if you demand vaccine passports to get into any business, you've just lost all that revenue. Good luck. Few businesses in America will survive. Mass economic devastation is coming. The Great Depression of all depressions could be coming. Could anarchy and civil war be far behind? Is this the Democrat plan? Are they really suicidal? Are they doing the bidding of the Chinese Communist Party? Or are they just that dumb? That's my column coming out on Sunday. Around the country, newspapers syndicated nationally by Creators Syndicate. And yes, it is all going that bad, and it's all going in that bad a direction. Can you imagine the money I spend in restaurants, on business meetings, and trips there with my fiancé, and trips there with my kids, and all of a sudden, none of that spending anymore? All those restaurants are finished. Finished. So my advice to all of you is, don't just stand around with your thumb up your butt. If you own a restaurant, if you own a bar, if you own a nightclub, if you own a concert hall, if you own a convention center, if you're planning a convention, if you're in the convention business, if you own an airline, if you own an NFL team, guess what? You better not comply. You better tell Steve Sisolak to shut the hell up and stick it where the sun don't shine. Because if you make your employees turn into Gestapo and ask for vaccine passports, we're going to protest you, we're going to picket you, we're going to put you out of business. Without our revenues, you're finished. So you better stand with us. Just like the American Revolution, we can either hang separately or we all hang together. I'm telling you, the choice is to live. The choice is to live. Because if you go your separate way or if you go with government, we're all going to hang. It's time to fight back. It's time for mass civil disobedience. We will not comply as consumers, and you as the restaurant owners, the bar owners, the nightclub owners, the retail store owners, you can't comply. You can't stoop to becoming the Gestapo, or you'll lose your business. It's a no-win. This is what they want. We've got to stand up together. And by the way, the jig is up. You know, remember how I lost my job at Newsmax TV? It was a 1-2 punch from the owner of Newsmax. One, and this is all, I've got it all on text, by the way. I saved it all so no one could ever contradict one word I'm saying. And I've got lawyers to back up all of it that his executives all admitted. Number one, I said something negative about George Soros. He's behind everything bad in the world. He's the one enemy of America that has more money than God, that's coming after America, trying to destroy America. He's the enemy of the United States, and that was it. Can't have someone on Newsmax saying something bad about George Soros, telling the truth about George Soros. That was one reason my contract was not renewed. And reason number two was the owner of Newsmax was very angry that I was very disrespectful to Joe Biden, that I was forever saying he's brain dead, forever saying he's not capable of being president, forever saying he's a stumbling, mumbling, bumbling guy with dementia, forever saying that he's a brain dead sock puppet. And sure enough, who turned out to be right? Me. And just like Trump, the average American, you know, not the average American, but the average liberal said, oh, his tweets are so mean. But he created the greatest economy in history, and he created total peace. Americans were not stuck in a foreign country about to be killed or held hostage. I'll take the guy with the mean tweets. And Wayne Root was a little mean to Joe Biden because I was trying to save our lives. This incompetent, stumbling, bumbling, dementia-laden old fool is going to get us all killed. Is going to destroy our country. Is going to destroy our economy. Is going to let terrorists in the country to bomb us, kill our children. Is going to get thousands held hostage or killed in Afghanistan. Worst pullout in the history of mankind. Anyone with a brain would have pulled out first the people and then the troops. He pulls out the troops first, leaving the people defenseless. And who's the benefactor? Once again, Chinese Communist Party, the country of China, they walk right into the vacuum where we left, and they take over Afghanistan, and they get a hero's welcome, and they get all the raw rare earth minerals, like lithium. And they have control of the poppy fields with the heroin. So now they can send not only fentanyl into our country across a incredibly wide-open border that Biden created, but they could also send heroin across the border. This is the greatest dream of the Chinese. Joe Biden is president. They got to love this. The best thing that ever happened to China. Think about how China must have hated Donald Trump. Here's a guy that comes along who understands business, who's done business with them, who's built buildings in China, who knows how to talk to the Chinese and knows all their inside secrets and knows their strategy. And the average Democrat doesn't want to hear it. They want to just give everything we've got to the Chinese, just give all the jobs and give all the, you know, the TV set purchases and everything you could ever buy, the electronic equipment and the cars. And let's just do everything with Chinese parts and put America and clothes. All the clothes should come from China. And so in the end, the American people have no jobs. American people have no income. Everything is for China. But, of course, the super rich and connected and the politicians will all get giant payoffs and their families will be rich forever. Ask Joe Biden. The Biden crime family is rich forever with the money they've got in foreign bank accounts offshore with the Chinese communist government. Everything Biden does is for the communists. Ruining this country, selling it down the river for the communists. So a majority of voters now say Biden is mentally and physically incapable to be president. 51% believe others are making decisions for him. And I'm telling you, it's Obama and the Chinese Communist Party. And I called all this, and I called it on my Newsmax TV show. 3 years, number one show in Newsmax, 750 episodes. Biden's incapable of being president of the United States. Biden's owned by China. I was right about everything. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like a million bucks. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a little bit too much today, even for me. I'm exhausted, and I rarely admit that, but I'm just fading fast because I did my sports podcast, Crush House, on the same day, which is a video podcast, on the same day as my political podcast, War Raw, on the same day as writing my commentary for national syndication, followed by 3 hours of radio. And it's mentally exhausting to do that much in one day. I've got to rearrange my schedule in the future so that does not happen. But quite a few other emails from all of you about stories of people who got vaccines and very quickly died or very quickly got sick. And then I was surprised in the break, I heard from my fiance Cindy, who said that she's friends with a policeman, a retired policeman here in Las Vegas, and his buddy, a retired policeman in Las Vegas, and she met him several times, and that guy got his vaccine and died very quickly afterwards, just a couple of days ago. So that's a retired cop in Las Vegas who got the vaccine and then died. And again, all of these stories, they'll tell you, oh, they have no relation to each other. You can't prove the vaccine caused it. Come on. Give me a break. Stop with the lies. You can't prove that 600,000 people died of COVID. Most of them died of auto accidents, but you got a $39,000 bonus at the hospital for claiming they died of COVID. Here's Jeff. One of my listeners said, I just attended the funeral for my brother-in-law that took the shot in March of this year and had a massive heart attack after mowing the lawn. My sister said he was in good health for his age of 57. They're both big liberals who believe in the vaccine. My sister added, the hospital called her and said she needed a COVID test because he was positive, but she told me she didn't believe it and will get test results from the hospital for further
possible further action very disturbing to me. So he had a massive heart attack after mowing the lawn. But the hospital said he was positive for COVID. Everybody's positive for COVID. It's all about false positives. Don't you get it? Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. The sponsor of this segment of the show is my favorite charity now, Liberty Projects. They've got a wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're both veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Project adopts wild Mustangs from the Bureau of Land Management and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. And since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. And working with horses saves these veterans from their PTSD problems and stress problems and violence issues and everything else a vet experiences when they come home from war. Working with horses and animals is always great for that. And, of course, they save the animals' lives by taking them away from, the life of a wild horse. So great stuff with the Liberty Project. Whether it's the volunteer partner or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com, vetsandhorses.com. I encourage you to check them out. Two of my favorite things, veterans and horses, vetsandhorses.com. So Donald Trump says leaving Americans to die in Afghanistan is dereliction of duty. I certainly agree. And what's happening now, he's got to be removed from office. Joe Biden must be removed from office. Leaving Americans behind for death is an unforgivable dereliction of duty, which will go down in infamy, Trump said. Trump also criticized Biden on Thursday by explaining how a proper Afghan withdrawal should have been conducted. First you bring out all the American citizens, then you bring out all the equipment, then you bomb the bases into smithereens, and then you bring out the military. You don't do it in reverse order like Biden and our woke generals did. No chaos, no death. They wouldn't even know we left. It's really amazing. I mean, it doesn't take brain surgery to figure that out. And CNN has a chief international correspondent, Clarissa Ward. She said Friday while reporting from the Kabul airport that despite promises for President Joe Biden of a full evacuation, during a period of 8 hours, she did not see any U.S. flights evacuate anyone. I'm sitting here for 12 hours in the airport, 8 hours on the airfield, haven't seen a single U.S. plane take off. How on earth are you going to evacuate 50,000 people in the next 2 weeks? It just can't happen. Folks, do you understand the importance of this? It's not just that Americans are going to die or Americans could be held hostage. It's more proof they lie through their teeth about everything. While they're telling you everybody dying from COVID is unvaccinated, they're all vaccinated. While they're telling you they're evacuating Kabul, not one plane's taking off. All lies.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is addressing the nation on the evacuation process in Afghanistan. The president announcing he spoke with UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President Emmanuel Macron about the ongoing situation.
we all agreed that we should convene, and we will convene, the G7 meeting next week, a group of the world's leading democracies, so that together we can coordinate our mutual approach, our united approach on Afghanistan and moving forward.
The Wall Street Journal reporting Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was warned about a quick Taliban takeover of the capital city of Kabul in mid-July. The warning coming from roughly two dozen diplomats at the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. You know what's funny? In the news all day today, I've seen again and again, Steve Bannon says the GOP... And I just got to laugh, because once again, that was my idea. And yes, I'm the one who said he should run for the House, and then run for the House Speaker and become Speaker, and then impeach Biden, lead the impeachment of Biden, and lead investigations against Biden. But nonetheless, it doesn't matter. I'm a man of action. Wayne Allen Root's a man of action. And I got news all over the world for that interview I had with President Trump and my suggestion. Not a few pieces. I'm talking thousands and thousands of media articles about my idea that Trump should become Speaker of the House. And I was the first guy in the country to bring it up in writing in February, and the first guy in the country to interview President Trump about it, and it turned out to be a huge coup for me. And if it leads to us winning the House and then Trump being voted in as Speaker of the House without ever running for a House seat, that's fine too. I'm a man of action. I make things happen. My ideas lead to good things. Now they're saying, you know, it's Steve Bannon's idea, but it was Wayne Root's idea. I like Steve. I love Steve. But it was Wayne Root's idea, and it led to good things. And if it gets turned into him simply running for House Speaker and winning after we win the House, that's fine, too. What do I care if he runs for the House? I just wanted him to become the Speaker of the House and open investigations against Biden and lead the impeachment of Biden. So I think I did a great thing. And it's funny that it's all over the news again today. And on the same day that happened, my great friend Petar, which is Peter in Yugoslavian, he's from Serbia, Petar sent me a TikTok that came across, I guess, his phone today. And he opened the TikTok, and there was Wayne Root interviewing Donald Trump, suggesting he become Speaker of the House. Maybe it's playing on TikTok right now because Steve Bannon is talking about it, so it kind of became a headline. But the end result is, as long as it leads to something good, I am thrilled. I am thrilled. And again, you know, my two big issues, more than anything else, other than the border is always my number one issue, but my two big issues that really are different than every other conservative host in America is, number one, my insistence since the day after the election that it was stolen. It was rigged and stolen against Trump. And I'm going to turn out to be right about that. And my insistence from day one that the vaccine's a mistake and that you should not take it. But certainly you can't impose vaccine mandates and vaccine passports, and it's going to lead to massive lawsuits. I have no faith, though, that you can necessarily win those lawsuits, because the Supreme Court's never on our side. The Supreme Court doesn't care about the United States Constitution. Or how about the Nuremberg Code? The Nuremberg trials, where you hung German doctors for conducting experiments and injecting German Jews with vaccines that they did not want, and they killed them. And that's the Nuremberg Code, came out of the Nuremberg trial. Just, you can never, ever forcibly vaccinate somebody with something they don't want. So it's kind of amazing what we're going through now, and it's amazing to me that so many conservative hosts don't get this. Just because Trump was brilliant in being a field general and shepherding through the vaccine. He did a great job of that. I'm not against Trump. I love Trump. I'm the most pro-Trump host in America. Doesn't mean I agree with him on everything. He was terribly misled by Fauci. And to this day, Trump doesn't understand the damage this vaccine is doing and the amount of people that believe in Trump and support Trump and voted for Trump who will never, ever get that vaccine. Most conservatives I know, not all, there are some conservatives, I'm sure some of you listening now got the vaccine, mainly because you had no choice. It's either get it or you can't go to work anymore. You lose your career. You lose your income. But I would say 70% of conservatives will not take the vaccine, and they all voted for Trump. And they love what he did in every other area, and they love what he did acting as a field general to get the vaccine to market. We just all agree the vaccine is dangerous and it was a big mistake. That's not Trump's fault. He's not the scientist who invented the vaccine. He didn't put the formula together. He was misled by Fauci on how good this vaccine really is. It's not good at all. It's terrible. But I'll be proven right on this vaccine. I'm being proven right every day because so many people are dying from the vaccine and being injured for life in the vaccine. The VAERS report confirmed that, and it's a tiny slice of the truth. It is proven over the last 30 years that the VAERS vaccine adverse effects reporting system is 1/100th of what the real number is. 1/100th. So you're supposed to multiply times 100. But certainly it's much higher than 13,000 dead, and that's what's reported now. 13,000 dead and about 600,000 adverse effects, and many of them badly injured by this vaccine. None of that is proper reporting. There's so many people who have dropped dead after getting the vaccine. They'll never list it as a result of the vaccine. They'll say they died of a heart attack. They died of a stroke. And that's not why they died, trust me. They died because they got the vaccine. And it destroyed them. It causes massive inflammation. But I'll be proven right on that. I'll be proven right on the election. Here's a story. 16 million mystery ballots demonstrate the need for vote integrity efforts. A new report from the Public Interest Legal Foundation, a group specializing in voting laws, makes abundantly clear why widespread mail-in balloting is horrible in any other country in the world. Election officials nationwide mailed out 14.7 million ballots in 2020 that one way or another went unaccounted for, and that's just the start of the problems. This Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, it's a funny name, mine numbers compiled by the Federal Election Assistance Commission, a totally neutral outfit set up by Congress to provide election information and statistics. And they came up with this amazing, and they say irrefutable. It's not a guesstimate. It's irrefutable that there were 14.7 million ballots that are unaccounted for. And what do you think happened? Do you think any of them went for Trump? It's amazing. J. Christian Adams, president of PILF, he was on our show yesterday. He says we shouldn't be allowing the post office to determine who our elected leaders are. Additionally, another 1.1 million ballots were returned to election officials as undeliverable, meaning the addresses on file were wrong, and another 560,000 were rejected as otherwise invalid. These are huge numbers. These 1.7 million ballots and the other 14.7 million together show massive potential for future election results to be tainted or for more controversy and chaos of the sort this nation experienced. Listen, what did I say all day yesterday and even the day before? I said Larry Elder is about to experience the same voter fraud that Trump experienced, the exact same treatment in California. Larry Elder was doing well in the polls. He was beating, you know, Gavin Newsom. It looked like he'd be the next governor of the state, and he's never going to win. I'm telling you, he's never going to win. They will never allow it. They will produce as many fake ballots through mail-in ballots, through printed-on-your-computer ballots, through illegal aliens voting, through dead people voting, through the mail-in ballot as a crease going through Larry Elder's name so the machine doesn't always count it, the guy who's at the crease. When you add it all together, they will never allow Larry Elder to win. They will have enough mail-in ballots after election night to make sure by the end of the week that Gavin Newsom is the winner again. Guarantee you. Guarantee you. The election was stolen, and Larry Elder is going to find out California's election will be stolen. They'll never let him win. And so, you know, I've been harping day and night, no question, on these two topics, on the stolen election and on the rigged stolen election and on this vaccine, this COVID vaccine that I believe is a danger to America and a danger to Americans. I think in the long run, I'm not as extreme as the guy who we played earlier in the show, who is a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant PhD, and who's written 24 books, and who understands this and believes that many, 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 many people, many millions of people who get the COVID vaccine will wind up dead. And I'm not, you know, an expert, and I can't say that, so I don't say that. But I think a lot of people will wind up dead. I think a lot of people will wind up grievously injured. It's very clear it causes massive inflammation. I know I will never take the vaccine. But I would never ask you, give you an order not to take it. I think everyone has to make their own decision. And depending on your age, depending on your physical condition, depending on what your doctor tells you. You've got to make your own decision about whether you want the vaccine. But the one thing I know for sure is you can't force me to take it. I will never take it. Never, ever, ever, ever take the vaccine. And I know millions, tens of millions of Americans feel the exact same way as me, probably right in the neighborhood of 100 million. The other good news today was Trump basically was victorious today with the January 6th Capitol investigation. Basically victorious. FBI finds scant evidence U.S. Capitol attack was coordinated. This is the news that came out today. The FBI has found basically no evidence that January 6th attack was a result of an organized plot to overturn the presidential election results, according to four current and former law enforcement officials. According to the sources, the violence was not centrally coordinated by far-right groups or prominent supporters of then-President Donald Trump. So once again, more proof what happened on January 6th was nothing compared to Black Lives Matter rioting and murder and burning and looting and rioting all over this country, which was organized by liberal organizations and fomented by Kamala Harris and other liberal politicians who said, keep rioting, keep protesting, keep burning cities down. January 6th was nothing. It was a protest. We'll be right back. Last second. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizedHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on. Any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on. You know you love your husband, and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, and tell him that you are a war. Buy one, get one free.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the warrior.
This is how unjust the world is against Republicans, okay? We had a gal on our show who's running for U.S. Senate in Alaska against Murkowski. I can't stand that woman. Oh, my God, I hate her. She's running against Murkowski, the Alaska former Republican, who really is a horrible, horrible person, and votes against Trump every opportunity she gets. And so this gal is running against a powerful United States Senator, Kelly Shibaka, has been on our show. And prosecutors are vetting, this is the headline, prosecutors are investigating GOP candidate challenging Murkowski over her fishing license. This is how bad. I see Republicans all the time. If you're jaywalking or you go 66 in a 65 zone, a Republican goes to jail for life, or they want to send you to jail for life at least. And a Democrat commits murder and they go, no, no problem. Nobody was watching. Never happened. Law enforcement officials have completed their investigation into whether a U.S. Senate candidate and former state of Alaska official illegally obtained a fishing license for a sport fishing event 2 years ago and turned it over to a special prosecutorial branch of the Department of Law. Kelly Shibaka, a former commissioner, received the license during an event on the Kenai River in 2019. Records show she received the permit in August of 2019, 8 months after she moved to Alaska to take the commissioner's job, the Anchorage Daily News reported. To obtain a resident fishing license, state law says the person must have lived in the state for 12 consecutive months before applying for a license. So, you know, can you imagine, you know, Wayne Root's running for Senate. Investigation has opened up. Wayne Root's hunting license was out of date. He can't be a senator. And meanwhile, these other people sell you out. They're guilty of treason. They're selling out the country. They're destroying you. They're white racist hatred towards white people. And their hatred towards the middle class, and hatred towards the silent majority, and hatred towards small business, and hatred towards taxpayers. And the amount of debt they're piling up, and open borders, and the list goes on and on and on and on. What they've done to you with COVID, I guarantee you, Australia and New Zealand are in lockdown because they're in the southern hemisphere. This is winter for them. we're going to have winter coming up in a couple of months. You know, it'll be fall, and then 4 or 5 months, it's winter. I guarantee you Biden's going to lock down the entire nation. You know, he'll do it and wait for the Supreme Court to rule on it, because no president has a right to do that, states' rights, or he'll just recommend the nation lockdown, and almost every governor will go along with it, and some won't. But almost everyone will, and as an example, where I live in Nevada, we have a liberal creep named Steve Sisolak. I call him Sisolak, and he will go along with it, along with, you know, his brother in communism, socialism, Marxism, and hate Americaism, Gavin Newsom. And so if you're trapped in a blue state, they will lock you down and ruin your business. This is all part of the plan to destroy capitalism. They're making it impossible to do business. Between mask mandates and vaccine mandates and vaccine passports and lockdowns and open borders and the Green New Deal and higher new taxes, all of it is so overwhelming, nobody can do business anymore. It's a nightmare. What's going on in this country is an absolute nightmare. In any case, sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. All of you know the story. I work out every day. I work out hard every day. I had my long day today with my two podcasts and my column I had to write, followed by a three-hour show. And so I got up at 5 in the morning and worked out for 60 minutes between 6 and 7. But no pain. The other day I thought I was in big trouble. I was in so much pain. But I rubbed the roll-on, the CBD roll-on from Sons of Liberty CBD on my back where it hurt. And that's usually a week of pain and no workouts. And it went away in an hour. Highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. CBD is real mainstream and it works. And for my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Make the healthy choice and choose Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. So I would say the most important theme of today's show as we close for the night, what do we have, about a minute and a half left? Yeah. Most important theme is that Joe Biden looked you in the face today and said, everybody wants to get out, we're going to get you all out. Don't worry, everything's fine, no one's getting beat up. At the Kabul airport, every American can make it to the airport. The Taliban will give you safe passage, and we're going to get everybody out. And we haven't gotten anybody out. And the CNN reporter said she stood there for 12 hours and never saw an American plane taken off. Those are the same lies that sold Obamacare. Those are the same fraudulent lies about COVID. Same lies about the COVID vaccine. Same lies about COVID deaths. Same lies about COVID hospitalizations. Same lies about unvaccinated people causing so much trouble in the country. Liberals look in the camera and they tell the most incredible lies that would make Pinocchio blush. He wouldn't do it. And they look you in the face and they lie about everything. And his own Secretary of State, Biden's Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, said, yes, people are being beat up. Americans are being beat up at the airport. And the Taliban's blocking them from the airport. Biden knows nothing. President with dementia. See you on Monday. God bless.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.